Hey, everybody, we're back. It's me and him.
It's me and her. Brother Two Posts and Sister Amen.
We're here again. Praise God, you gave us another day.
We made it through another day.
Uh-huh.
And we had a really busy day today, and we're thankful for it. We just want to share some of it with you. We hope that you had a good day.
I have a question.
You have a question?
Yeah, what day isn't busy?
I might have an answer. What's that? You know, some days... every day is, I'm thankful for every day, but some days aren't good. Like if your van breaks down or...
Oh, yeah. No, I said
situations
what day,
aren't
what
good.
What day isn't busy?
Oh, what day isn't busy?
Yeah,
I thought you said what day isn't good.
We're always busy. Some days are just faster than
others. We're certainly not just sitting in our van all the time. Yeah, no. It was busy. It was productive. A lot of witnessing went on, and we could talk a little bit about it as we go through.
Got that preach up this morning.
Yeah, we got a preach up on the pineapple drop, so that'll be up at the top of the page.
Uh-huh.
That was our last preach we had to get up, so from the last weekend, so we got that done. There was some really good edification in there, and a man that saw us preaching, him and I have been communicating, and we're planning on getting on the phone and talking in the Word and studying the Bible together, so that's exciting. That something really good came out of that preach. He was really edified and encouraged and saw us out preaching, so that's awesome. And him and I are hoping to meet sometime when we swing back around next time in the area.
Uh-huh.
And so that was good. So, yeah, we got that preach up, and we went to go work at a marketplace to get that stuff done. And I think there was three or four people that I got to witness to. We'll talk a little bit about one of the situations, a couple of situations. But a couple of them were drifters. A couple of them were just people that were in the area and just out doing our thing.
Yeah.
Not even working an event. We did have gospel signs on the van. But, yeah, the Lord brought people right to us to witness to.
Yeah, he always just keeps doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, what do you got to talk about today, Sister Amen? What thoughts are on your mind?
Well, one of them is kind of in reference to one of the witnessing things that you had today. I was just kind of making a couple notes while he was talking. I got to say, it was a very interesting conversation you had with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Billy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, a man named Billy who... I met in a gas station the day before, and he laughed. I thought he was kind of like a beggar because he was on a bike. He had a backpack on, and he was in an area where there's beggars, and he laughed. He goes, everybody thinks I'm a beggar, but he's not.
Yeah.
He works, and he has an apartment, and so we had a good long talk.
Yeah, and it was interesting because he sees a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a few notes.
He's been bouncing around to every different religious establishment. He sees the hypocrisy of them.
Yeah.
And he told me a good story about one... false deliverance ministry that I want to do a testing on. He said he was right there, saw what went on there, and it was all about money and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought this up, Revelation 3:10. He asked you about it. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
Yeah. He asked me what that meant, and I said, well, that's for God's people, those born of God, following and obeying him. And he said, yeah, that makes sense. And it's talking about the promises of God to get us through the tribulation that's going to happen. We're working through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse. I just finished chapter 1. That's God's promise to his people, not just to anybody in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so him and I talked about that.
Yeah, he got that.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was interesting because you were trying to explain to him the issues in man-made religion, and he saw through a lot of it, but then you were going deeper and showing him some of the other ones, and he used the word camouflaged and tricky. He said, it's like the truth is camouflaged.
Yep.
And I was going to read Matthew 24:24. You see that, and there's more, but I just grabbed this one. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Yep.
And I think at one point you were talking about music, and he kind of referred to that as being camouflaged because it was like, it sounds good.
Right.
It could be like maybe have some of
makes you feel a little good. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's bad.
But it's bad. It ends up taking you away in the flesh, and it leads you in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a pretty, he had some wisdom about him.
Yeah, it's interesting. He kind of what you would call kind of a rough guy.
Uh-huh.
And but he sat and talked about the Word of God for half an hour, and you can't even get the Baptist pastor to talk for 30 seconds. So it's interesting, the people that will talk about the Word of God versus people that think they got it and they don't have to talk about it.
Right. And here's another one, if you want me to go another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, he was talking about a false teacher he knew, and he kind of like nodded his head like, yeah, yeah, I know what you're going to say. He said, there's a lot right about the false teacher, but you're going to disagree on some of it. But then he said, but you can't go both. You can only go one. So he saw that, and then what'd you do? You grabbed his hand, and you gave him Amos 3:3.
Yeah.
And you said, can two walk together except they be agreed? So as he was saying it, his mind was going ahead, and he's like, basically he said, you know, there's some good but not good that you would disagree with, but you can't do both. You can only do one.
Yeah,
so
he saw it. We talked about video games, too, and he still plays video games. I talked about you got to lose all that life. And I gave him the example of if I went to go trade our gospel van in for another gospel van, and I said to the guy, hey, I need a newer gospel van. Here, I'll give you my old gospel van and some money. And the guy said, okay, I'll trade you for this newer gospel van. And then in the midst of the deal, I go, yeah, I also want to keep my old van, too. And the guy goes, no, that's not part of the deal.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. You give up your old van, and then I give you this new van with some money. And he went, yeah, you can't have both. And we were talking about how you can't keep some of your life. You got to give all of your life to the Lord. And he got that. He's like, that makes sense. You can't keep anything back. It's got to be all new or not at all.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Yeah. He had a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, he did.
He was seeing what you were saying pretty quick.
Yeah, God was showing him a lot of truth, and he said he wanted to study more in the Word, so that was pretty awesome, and that was encouraging.
Yeah, it was.
I got on the phone with the brothers today. We were talking about overcoming versus fleeing, and this might be a whole teaching topic sometime. I think I have some articles on it, but overcoming versus fleeing. So some things you're tempted by, you got to flee and just get away from. And if they're not redeemable, like smoking or drugs or alcohol or porn, of course you never go back to them. They're not redeemable. You flee from them. You overcome them, but you don't go back to them. But there's some things that are redeemable, that are good and godly, and we should be doing, that you might have issues with that you have to flee from. And then you got to go back and overcome it. And a good example is like somebody using the internet. So if you want to use the internet for, you know, your work or the ministry, but maybe you have some temptations on the internet. Maybe you want to look at things you shouldn't, or it's a time waste or whatever. You can flee and get rid of that internet for a season to get yourself strong. But if it's redeemable and you go, you know what, I'd love to use the internet for God's glory, have a website, put the gospel out there to edify people, you may have to go back and actually prove that you can overcome it. What do you think about that, Sister Emma?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think about that. I could use an example for women.
Sure.
Like, and this would be kind of like I was a little bit, learning how to homestead and garden and cook and can and all these other things. Going on the internet and looking up recipes and how-to type things, you can become, like, way addicted to
that. Yeah. It becomes entertainment almost.
A lot of time. Like, how many recipes do you really need for a good bread?
Right.
And you could get swept away in all that. And then if you have to, if that was like that deep of a temptation, I didn't need to flee it, but I caught it. You may have to cut all that off for a while, get stronger, and then you go back and you redeem it. Because, it is good to learn how to do that.
Yeah, stuff. It's kind of like if you ended up with 157 cookbooks and you're swept up in that and you get taken away in it, you may have to correct all of that, and then you have to get back to a place where you have maybe 10 good cookbooks.
Okay, I did have a lot of cookbooks at one time.
Yeah.
It way in the beginning, and I got convicted. I got them all from a thrift store.
Yeah.
And I got convicted about it. I was like, wait a minute, I wasn't even using them all.
Yeah.
I just like to have them.
Yeah, so it's a good thought to think about fleeing when you need to flee, but then going back and overcoming by the power of God. Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So we must overcome to inherit all things. So that's a good topic we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
What else, Sister Amon?
Well, I have one. Sister and I were in the park. We were getting ready to come over by you and brother because I just finished watching.
Yeah, me and brother Zelos were talking with a young man that he witnessed to and wanted to come back and talk to us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
While you were doing that, I witnessed to a man in a car.
Yep.
First, because he rolled his window down.
Who tried to give you $100.
Oh, no, that was a different
one. Oh, is that a different guy? Okay.
Yeah, so Sister and I, we're like walking through the gravel area of the parking lot, and I didn't realize there was a man there waiting for us to pass. So I waved at him and smiled and said, sorry. and he rolled his window down and said, Happy New Year. And so I gave him a gospel card and was quickly gave him a couple minutes worth of information. I wasn't going to do too much because he was in his car there or whatever. But he received it, and then we were headed back to the van. I was going to finish up things, and a man jumped out with a big fist of money and wanted to donate it. He said he started a business 6 years ago. 10% of it goes to all the donations. He carries the money in his vehicle, and when he sees a ministry, he gives it to them. And I got a witnessing audio on that. I told him, we don't need his money. Thank you, but we don't need it. And I gave him a whole bunch of information to think about. And at one point, I said, I can see that your religious body isn't teaching you to discern. I said, can I help you out on this? I said, you didn't even like discern what kind of gospel we have.
Yeah, we could be a total cult money. That you're giving money away to.
Yeah, and he kind of looked at me like, oh, you got a point. And so I was thinking about this, just a warning to people, you know, you got to be careful who you're donating money to, because you might be funding them to spread a false gospel.
Yep.
So just something for sisters, because people want to go give and do good things.
It feels good to give, but is it always wise to? No.
No. No, because it might make your flesh feel good, and it looks good in the eyes of man.
Because there's very few.
Not in the eyes of God.
There's very few truly biblical ministries out there, so.
Right. Yeah. Save it and put it forth to your own ministry, or if there really truly is a need for somebody.
Amen.
So
yeah,
just
bless
a warning,
somebody.
Do some good research on the gospel these places preach before you give them money.
Yeah, use it to buy some good, make up some good gospel cards. Use it to hand some food out with the gospel to needy people, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, amen. I've been talking to a person that we met out street preaching. Seems like there's been a lot of those lately.
Oh, I know.
And talking about relationship issues, and kind of like when husband and wives are having issues and fighting and arguing and all that type of thing. And we talked about how that you can't control others, but you can control yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the key points I think that this person got was that it's hard to have an argument if the other person doesn't argue back. It doesn't last long. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about how if there's, you know, like upset, arguing, yelling, that let the one person do it. You be the person to take the higher ground. You don't get involved in it. You control yourself. You say, when you want to talk calmly, I'll talk. Till then, I'm not getting involved in this. And how if we can walk in the spirit, take the flesh out of it, because the flesh in arguments just ratchets up, ratchets up, ratchets up. I'm yelling, you're yelling, I'm yelling, you're yelling. It just ratchets up and it just like explodes. If one person says, I'm out of this, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to read my Bible till you're done yelling, then we'll talk. If one person would do that, wow, that other person should be really, really convicted. And so we talked about that and how you have to make sure that you're able to take control and walk in the spirit, put your flesh down. Yeah, they might be yelling, just saying all kinds of things. You got to go, Lord, give me strength to just sit here and be calm and overcome this.
Right.
Take the wind out of their sail, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Take the power away from them arguing with you, especially if you think they're being unfair, unjust, not right. Don't argue with them. Wait till they calm down. And Galatians 5:16-17, this I say then, walk in the spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that they cannot do the things that ye would. So he kind of got that, and he's like, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to try that. And you're going to have to be really disciplined, but you got to make sure that you don't participate in yelling, screaming, arguments that can go nowhere. Make sure you're walking in the spirit and bring it down. You be the leader. You bring it down to where it needs to be so you can talk civilized and maybe try to find some solutions to the problem. And that works good in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't argue with mockers. I turn and walk away from them. I tell them, hey, if you ever want to reason with me, send me an email. We'll reason over email. I ain't arguing in the street with you. In that way, you know, when they're mockers and things like
that.
So,
yeah. Proverbs 15:1-3, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise use knowledge aright, but the mouth of the fools pour out foolishness.
Yeah.
And why do we do what we do? To stand and be a good witness.
Right.
Stand for the Lord's truth and not get drug into such things. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
Right. Yeah, so you definitely want to be the good. And this goes along with what Jesus said, don't repay evil with evil, repay evil with good.
Right.
So if someone's yelling, screaming, want to argue with you, you just say to them, you know what? I love you. I don't want to argue with you. I'm going to read my Bible till you calm down.
Mm-hmm.
That might incense them a little bit more for a while, But if you hold your ground, I promise you, they're not going to argue with themselves for an hour. They're probably going to go, well, this is useless. I can't get to that person. And they're going to stop. And you might be training them that that's not the way to solve things, screaming and yelling at each other.
Right.
And walking in the flesh. So being an example. So that's a good thing to remember.
Amen.
Yeah. What else do you have for us today, Sister Amen?
I have my scripture verse.
You do? Well, before you get to your scripture verse, I have two situations to talk about. I saw a beggar leaned up against a building today, and he looked like kind of a mean man. And I thought, I'm going to go for it. So I walked up to him, and I had a gospel card and something to bless him with. And I walked up to him, and I said, how would you like this? And I gave him that in the gospel, and he looked at me, and he said, thanks, man. And he sat there, and he listened to me preach the gospel to him and tell him how Christ changed my life and how Christ is the only way. And he listened. He was thankful. He didn't contend. He didn't push back. He didn't do anything but thank me. And I walked away, and to me, I felt like I did a good thing for him, and he was appreciative. And it kind of just made me think about how we're called to be salt and light. We're called to do good unto others. And people always say, wow, why does it get contentious? Well, guess what? With the people that aren't contentious against the Word of God, it's never contentious.
Mm-mm.
Just the truth goes out. They accept it. Whatever they do with it, that's up to them. The people that, when it gets contentious, it's the people that are contentious. They argue, they fight, they twist God's word, they trample it, they lie about it, they change it. Then it becomes contentious. So the people that just want to go for it and listen to the word of God and take it, it's not contentious.
Right.
Amen. So he kind of surprised me. I thought he might be a guy. Some of them say, I don't want it. Get out of here. But he was very nice about it, and so I'm glad that I walked up and talked to him. So you never know how people are going to take the gospel. Some of the nicest people end up being the worst to call the cops on you.
Oh,
and some of the meanest looking ones end up being the ones that go, thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we just do what we do and trust in the Lord.
Right. Amen. Yeah. I like that.
And then the other one I was going to share with you is the situation. Brother Zelos witnessed to a young man. He said he would come back and talk to him after work. He did. Brother Zelos invited me to sit down with him. We talked to him for about 45 minutes, and turns out he said he wanted the things of God until it got to his girlfriend, who he wants to live with and, of course, fornicate with outside of marriage. And we said, you can't do that. We wouldn't let you do that or want you to do that. And he just kind of pushed the Bible back that we had given him and said, well, I can't do that. I want this relationship. And it was like a rich young ruler situation. He was saying he wanted the kingdom. Soon as you told him what he lacked, he's like, no, I don't want it. And we talked to him just a little bit after that, and he said, I gotta go. He said, I'm gonna make this relationship work. I'll bring her and I both to the Lord. And we said, you can't do that. Each have to come. We're here to help both of you. So it was kind of joyous. We got to pour so much truth in this young man, but it was a rich young ruler situation. He walked away sad. Just walked away. Because he wanted his sin and eternal life too. And it just doesn't work that way.
I hope he repents before it's too late.
So it's one of those bittersweet situations where we're rejoicing. God puts those people in our path, but we're heartbroken because he won't be our brother right now. And he's choosing to keep sin as he tries to pursue the Lord. It's impossible to do that. He loves the relationship more than he loves God at this point, and he's got to come to himself on that and repent of that.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, if we were like the Sunday church system, we compromise. I said, wow, we'd be modern pastors and we'd have hundreds of people in a building and we'd have programs and coffee bars and pizza parties. I said, we're not that. He goes, I understand. I said, we have to tell you the truth. And very few are going to want the truth. The truth costs much.
It does.
Costs Christ everything on the cross, the stake. It costs you everything to follow him. And he said, I have to go now. And he turned around and he walked away. And Brother Zelos and I just turned and looked at each other and we said, the Bible comes true, the rich young ruler again. There you go. So we were edified by it, even though we were sad that he didn't make a decision. Maybe if God doesn't turn him over, I warned him about that. So maybe he'll make a decision someday.
Hopefully.
And if he does, we're here for him.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. So it was awesome. So that was just another part of our day today. Lots going on. Plus, I'm working on deciding where we're going next, so we're working towards our next event. Events this weekend. Don't know which direction we're going yet, so we got to get that settled. And
right.
Lord willing, we'll be on our way. Hopefully tomorrow.
They'll be witnessing.
Yeah, there no matter where we go. No matter where we go, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, it is kind of interesting. Brother Zelos was flying gospel signs in a park, and one of the park workers came up and said, "You can't do that." They were just on his car or on the bench where he was making signs. And he said, "Yeah, I think I can. This is a public park." The guy actually went and called a park ranger. And the ranger said, "You're absolutely fine. As long as they're not business signs or anything, you're fine."
Yeah,
and
commerce,
so
yeah.
The evil forces try to run us out of just about everywhere. Sometimes we have to stand our ground and say, "No, not today, Satan."
Right. Amen.
Yeah. What's your scripture verse today, Sister Ammon?
It's a nice, simple one. I love this. Psalm 119:57. "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words."
I like that. Thou art my portion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make the Lord your full portion.
Yeah.
I got 1 Thess 3:11-13. "Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. The Lord make you increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do towards you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." I like that. Establish your hearts in holiness. Yeah, we got to do something. We got to walk. We got to follow. We got to obey. We got to kill our flesh. We have something to do in this covenant.
There's lots to do.
There's lots to do in this covenant.
But we can do it by his power.
And amen.
It's not grievous.
Amen. It's joyous to be able to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's joyous to see other saints doing it. It's joyous to see young saints overcoming. It's joyous to see people getting the gospel as we're going out in the streets and spreading it. And that's what it's all about. And we don't worry about what's being done with it. That's up to God, the Holy Spirit, those people. We just go and do our part. And then when we walk away, like with that young man, our hands are clean. We move on to the next one. And we hope that we hear from him someday. If not, we hope that he runs with the truth he has, and we hope to see him in the kingdom one day.
Right.
But we did our best.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Anything else today, Sister Ammon?
just hope everybody's striving on, pressing in toward the kingdom.
What did we do in the part that you said was funny? We cooked out with brother and sister. And with the little ones.
Oh.
I thought this was funny.
I just got done telling Brother Two Post. This
we,
was really
we cooked
sweet.
Hot dogs on the open fire. That was fun. Good natural hot dogs.
Yeah. And you know what? I just got to say this. Even though we're out here and we're all traveling together, we're always so busy with ministry. We don't
right.
come together a whole lot.
No. We don't spend a lot of time
not
together.
Not physical or whatever. So yeah. it's a nice, it's refreshing to have a little time to spend together and to see the little ones. They each had a hot dog in their fist.
3 years old and 1 year old.
And they had black marks around their mouth and all over their little hands and all over their little trays. They got these cute fold-out chairs
yeah.
with a tray on them.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Yeah, the hot dogs were all
sweet.
Covered with soot from the fire, and they had it all over their face and their hands. It was pretty funny.
It was, and they were hungry, too.
Yeah.
They were sitting there quiet, just eating.
Kind
yeah,
of one of those... Kind of one of those nice little moments. We got to cook fire out at the park and spend some time together after we witnessed to that young man. And,
yeah.
it was just a good day. Good way to end the day.
Yeah, it was. You know, to see the little fresh, innocent faces
yep.
in the midst of all this world, it's
oh, yeah.
just, it's refreshing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we're enjoying
yeah.
our time with them on the road. And they're learning a lot in ministry. And we're sharpening each other's swords. And, oh, by the way, there's a whole bunch of new studies by Brother Akuo that Sister Ammon put up in the Ecclesia Gathering area.
Uh-huh.
Brother Akuo did a whole bunch of new short studies. I really enjoy his short studies he does, and he shares them with everybody, so you can go listen to those and be edified.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
he's done quite a few in the
yeah.
past several
oh, yeah.
days.
He's been doing
them. He's been doing a really good
job. And he's doing the Bible readings for us, and those are up in
yeah.
the... In the verse, in the scripture reading area.
Yeah.
So every day, just about every day, he's sending Bible readings in there. I think he's in, what, Matthew right now?
He just finished the Matthew.
Yep. So, yeah, he's going to promise to read the whole New Testament for us, so that's
yeah.
pretty cool. And then he'll probably be doing the Old Testament, too, so. Lots going on.
Yeah.
I finished Revelation chapter 1. I'm going to be starting chapter 2. And like I said, we're going to be finding where we're going down the road, so. Looking forward to the future this weekend, if the Lord gives it to us. And actually, I'm just going to focus on tonight and tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's all we got.
Tonight, we have a nice parking spot.
Yep.
And it's flat, too.
Yep, we got a flat parking spot,
yep.
a good spot, and we're looking forward to getting a good night's rest. We stay busy. We always look forward to a good night's rest in van life.
Yeah, amen. Even
right.
if it's not good, it's good.
Amen, yeah. Do the best we can.
Amen. Praise
all right,
God.
So we hope you all strive for the kingdom. Yeah, make the Lord your, as Sister Ammon read that verse, make the Lord your full portion.
Yeah.
Because this life is going to leave you, and there's nothing else beyond that.
Yeah, what else is there?
There's nothing else good enough
no.
and eternal enough other than weeping and gnashing of teeth, which is the other direction. We want you to go make the Lord your full portion.
Amen.
All right, we love you all. Have a joyous evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are.
May God be praised.
Amen, Sister Emma.